Let's begin. You can watch us on Facebook. You can also watch us on YouTube as well. Okay. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3. We're going to begin with the Vanguard newspaper, page 7. There's a story here that says, terrorists released 23 remaining Abuja Kaduna train attack victims.
This is the kind of news that you hear and you say, well, okay, so finally the government pulled it off at last, getting them released in batches. Let's see what the story says. It says almost 6 months after the Abuja Kaduna train passengers were kidnapped, the remaining 23 kidnapped victims have finally regained their freedom. Okay, in a statement by Usman Yusuf, who's Secretary Chief of Defense Staff Action Committee, he says that, I am pleased to announce to the nation and the world that at 16 hours today, Wednesday, the 7-man presidential committee assembled by the CDS secured the release and took custody of all the 23 remaining hostage by Boko Haram. I think it's a big feat that we have all of them virtually intact. And he says that the nation owes a debt of gratitude to the Nigerian military under the leadership of the CDS, who conceived and guided the operations from start to finish. And I agree with him. And I think we'd like to salute our military for what they did. It couldn't have been easier. That much I will tell you. You know, between not wanting to negotiate and between not being able to rush in and shoot everybody and whatever it is, that's a simple way to put it, but between that and military action, to have gotten all these people out intact, we need to salute our military for that. You can criticize that it took so long, you know, but you need to be wearing that shoe to know how it actually pinches. So we're so happy. And we have a debt to pay our military. In that spirit, I hope the military itself will not pay their pensioners. That's a quick aside, you know, just to motivate our guys. Okay? And so the military also talk about the unwavering support of Muhammadu Buhari is what made it all possible. And that is most likely. That is most likely. A lot of things had gone behind the scene. You remember the issue of the SUVs? And I suspected that, you know, it was to oil the way for the release of these people. And we hope that it never happens again. Buhari has commended the military. The story here says that he has expressed his happiness and satisfaction and that of the entire nation with the military as well as other security agencies. So has CAN. Christian Association of Nigeria has also saluted the Nigerian military for rescuing all the remaining 23 kidnapped passengers from captivity and so on and so forth. So it's congratulations all around to Nigeria and to our military for a job well done.
Right. We'll go to the inside page now. Page 8 of the Vanguard. Catholic Church here to decide on APC's same faith ticket as Cardinal Naiko.
I don't know why this thing keeps cropping up. A party has, in their own wisdom, assemble two people, Muslim ticket. Let's stop dwelling on it and for God's sake, just decide to cast our polls, you know, to cast our votes at the polls. To those who it matters to, fair enough. To those who it doesn't matter to, fair enough. It shouldn't take our eyes off the ball. It's not as if Nigeria cannot be run by a Muslim president and Muslim vice president. That's not the issue. And it's not as if Nigeria cannot be run properly at that. And it's not the fact that you even have a Muslim-Christian ticket, it doesn't give you a guarantee that further on there will be balance in our... I mean, look, we have a Muslim-Christian ticket here. So what balance do we have? We have a pastor as vice president and Muslim. So look at the balance that we have in other areas. So I wish we'd move on. But I don't know why Cardinal Onayekon says that the Catholic Church will decide. The Catholic Church cannot decide for its members. I don't think that is necessary. Leave your members, you know. Leave the Catholic Church would
maybe that's how they do it. Maybe that's what they do.
How? Excuse me. That the church will tell you who to vote for?
Yeah, I mean, you would want to wonder why politicians during campaign go to churches and mosques.
The guess is as good as why doesn't it happen in other countries?
Because I'm feeling that means there is an influence these religious leaders have over their congregations.
The reason why a lot of the religious leaders themselves succumb to all these entreaties is because of corrupt practices. Okay, has anybody really gone to visit Pastor Adeboye? He said he has said that I don't see anywhere that he has received anybody because he knows.
I'm not sure.
I haven't seen.
Look,
let's call a spade, the sheriff, this morning, and none of your pranks.
I'm not pulling any pranks. I'm just saying that.
I'm not in that mood. I'm just joking. The corruption has eaten deep. You know, the religion has become the conspiracy I keep talking about is between that have held this country down to the ground, our politicians, the civil servants, and our religious leaders on all sides. That's why it's because the religious leaders themselves will be more than glad. What happened in Jonathan's dispensation? They were flocking to the state house to go and pray for him. It is a prayer and a free. Even we had Yoruba Abbas who went to pray for him with walking stick instead of Irukere. We were the ones who told him, but that one at 419, Abbas don't pray with walking stick; they pray with Irukere. You know, it's a monetary thing, and it has very little bearing on the congregation. So we must keep our eyes.
Are you sure it has very little bearing on the congregation?
At the end of the day,
if it doesn't have effect, they won't be going there. Politicians won't be going there.
Politicians will go anywhere as long as you frighten them a little bit.
No. I think fight is there. Quite all right. Yes. If you don't agree with them, yes, they would want to find the side.
Yes.
But also they know that, you know, religious leaders, they have influence.
But how many
great influence?
How many religious leaders have you seen on the pulpit telling you who to vote for?
We have seen
I said how many?
I've seen. I still saw.
That's how they asked the woman leader.
They have
I said how many?
No, but there are videos.
I have not said that there are none.
Yeah,
I said how many.
I wasn't counting. If I had known that you were going to ask me, I would have been counting.
That's what you said.
But I'm just saying that. You know, this is what happens.
I know.
And they have influence.
They do, but to be honest, and let's get down to brass tacks, I really don't know. Politics should be a... The religious bodies need to lay a groundwork for a fair and just society. But really and truly, I think that they should keep out of the politics of it because the parties have... Like the Catholic Church, the APC has Catholics.
Oh, yes.
So are you going to tell the APC Catholics not to vote,
for their own party?
I mean, but Onayekon has said that as far as he is concerned, though, and he has only one vote, that he's not going to vote for a Muslim ticket. Now, the question I'm now asking in the light of that is, what effect do you think that will have?
Quite a lot. Like, the reason he put it in that way was so that it doesn't come across like he was trying to tell people not to vote. I'm glad that you read. He said, I have only one voter.
He did not say, I'm the one who told him that.
No. He said it. Yes, he said it. I read it this morning. Exactly. I even thought you read it.
I'm in spirit with
him. He said, I have only one voter's card.
In all honesty, I just wish that this didn't happen. Okay, fair enough. It was bad enough that you do have Muslim, but we can't bring these things all the way down to religion in public space. Know thyself, know who you want to vote for. I would vote, like I always say, I would vote for anybody who's going to make my society better. My criticism of the Muslim ticket was not taking into consideration the sensitivity of religion. Not that I won't vote for a Muslim or Christian, or not that I will also vote for a Muslim ticket. I won't deny my vote just because indiscretion has been brought in. If at least one of the candidates creates a balance for me, I would just jolly well go ahead.
I agree with you.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I agree with you. I agree with you that it's personal. It should be personal.
It should be personal. Yeah. And when you're going to weigh these things, you can criticize Muslim on one hand. But if you think that... Because for us, what's going to put food on the table and make this country better.
Yeah.
It's not so much Muslim or Christian or pagan. You know, that's El Kanka. That's not what is going to bring put food on the table. And the funny thing, what is funny about all this is if you find the politicians like in the same party, or they're going in into whatever, you'll be hearing, oh, my brother from another mother, my brother, don't let them deceive you. Vote for the right person, who you think is the right person.
Let's stay with Vanguard, page 18 this time. Awaiting the Lagos trains.
This is an editorial by the Vanguard, and starts by saying that one of the landmarks for which Sanwo-Olu government will be remembered is delivery of the Lagos state-owned railway transportation service. And I think the APC deserves a lot of credit for this. We have usually very, very hard on them, because the showpieces like this are very good for the environment. They help. When I say showpieces, these are very good things you can point out. But we always beg them to take care of the basics, the basic and simple things. But this is highly commendable, and we won't allow whatever this thing take away the shine from it. They have done well in this case, and they say here. But look at this. Where it sounds funny here, it says the accolades for Sanwo-Olu would have gone to the regime of Babatunde Raji Fatala, who undertook an ambitious effort at creating the Okukomaiko to the Marina Blue Lane. And it says, but for reasons of unhealthy politics, the one-term Akinwumi Ambode regime abandoned the project. Why did this guy do that? When it appeared he was abandoning the project, couldn't his principal have reined him in?
Maybe he refused.
Yeah, I heard he was very petty. He wouldn't touch anything Fashola for whatever reasons. I think he had to do with something about him leaving service under circumstances when Fashola was governor. I heard he was a very petty person, because he abandoned the project, meaning that we lost 4 years.
What it means.
4 years. But it says that Sanwo-Olu has worked to develop the red line from Agbado. Who put this word Agbado there now? The red line from Agbado through.
It reminded you of something else.
I avoid using some words, Agbado and Corn. I don't want it. It says from Agbado through Ikeja and Ido to Marina. Now, the two trains have arrived. If I saw one, I saw what looked like one yesterday on the Marina.
Oh.
And yes, I saw what looked like one. And I don't know whether that one was carrying this thing, but it was quite high up.
Yeah.
I hope that ground is well. Anyway. It says that with the arrival of the two sets of trains consisting of the two brand new locomotive engines and coaches, the scheduled commencement of the train services in December this year will hopefully be actualized early next year. So early next year, for God's sake, we will have a relief. At least we'll be able to go from Marina to Festac and beyond peacefully. And it says that it's capable of moving 1,500 passengers. Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Rent is going to go up in those areas. If you want to buy land, better quickly go and buy land there now. Oh, even the land speculators would have heard. What did I just say now?
Yeah.
It says, when the services are fully activated, the trains alone can move over 500,000 passengers in a day. And the Vanguard expects this to provide relief for the downfalls are out.
Did they say over 500,000?
Yes.
500,000?
Yes.
Did you say in a day?
Yes.
In a day?
Yes. Don't forget, it will start from maybe 4 o'clock. There will be no need to go out at 4 o'clock again. If you walk in Marina and you live in Okoko,
hey.
5, you buy coffee. Well, I don't know if they sell coffee there, but you sit down, and before you know it, you're already in Marina.
Oh.
Beautiful. The APC actually, they deserve commendation. For this one, they got this one right eventually.
500,000.
Yes,
wow.
500,000. And we will not talk about cost and other things. Okay, let's just be happy that the trains have arrived. And it says that it will also provide an alternative for commuters who have been condemned to move by road, thus exerting much pressure on the state's road and bridge networks. Maybe the price of cars will even come down. There'll be no need for you to have two cars and things.
Yes.
So the Vanguard commends the Lagos State government for its commitment to implement this long-awaited dream, but they call attention to the need to give due attention. You see what I just said? Give due attention to the little things that could develop into tragedies if neglected. One, the most important are the level crossings. These are the portions where vehicles and people cross rail lines. Have you seen a train hit a car before?
No, I haven't.
Well, I got to one way back. I think it was 75 or 76.
Mm.
A train had run into at the Moshalashi Junction.
Mm.
The train was oncoming. The guy there didn't know. He quickly ran out. But the train took his car and they went to pick the rest of the car somewhere left after Oshodi.
Mm.
Because a train can't brake like bicycle or like car.
I usually wonder, like, what do people, why do people park or pass through?
He didn't park. It was unfortunate. It was daylight. This was 75 or 76. It was daylight. In those days, you had a total closure of the level crossing.
Yeah.
But I think it got caught in between or whatever. The car didn't move or whatever. They went to retrieve what was left of the car, maybe the remaining two tires at Oshodi. And it says that the contractors have failed to take palliative measures to make it easy for motorists to use the level crossings, no matter how deep the gullies are. These crossings must be constructed with concrete surfaces for their seamless use.
Mm.
And the Lagos government is advised that the red and blue lines is a step forward towards the ultimate vision of creating a subway or underground railway system for a city that lays claim to a population of more than 20 million and counting. The transport system will choke up again within a decade. I wish they could partner with Ogun State government and move it so you can have some fast train that goes along the Mowe and those other those other areas redeemed and whatever that can move people. So all of us stop putting our cars on the road and congratulations, Lagos State. Well done, Lagos State, and by extension, the APC. Now, was this achievable? Because the APC had been the party in power all along.
Mm.
Do you think that had anything to do with it?
I don't understand.
What if somewhere along the line, the PDP had ruled for, say, let's say, when Jimmy Agbeje came up.
Yeah.
And he was there for about
8 years. Oh, you mean in the state?
Do you think it would have been a spanner in the works?
Yeah, most likely.
Well, they had their own member too. He was a spanner in the works.
Most likely.
Yes.
Most likely. Let's go to the punch now. Teachers Day, NUT6 better deal knocks governors.
Oh yeah. We said a lot of this yesterday, and on Daily Digest today and tomorrow we'll be doing something to, at the very least, I said, please bless any teacher that you know.
Yeah, she said so. Yeah,
reach out to your teacher. If it's a book, if it's just a carton of juice. Whatever it is, I plead with you, bless your teachers today. Bless. You pay tithes to your pastors, you should also pay something to your teachers. Bless your teachers today. I don't believe anybody's reward should be in heaven. I believe that rewards should first of all be here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can think of reward now. I mean, if according to Ebenezer Obey, in his days before he became a pastor.
Mahmoud Ilaye.
Let me translate to you. He would drink here. You don't know what that was before he became a pastor. I don't think you'll be seeing those kind of
No things. Way.
So let's bless our teachers. And the federal government has hailed them. Oshibajo has urged teachers nationwide to commit to continuing engagement in cutting-edge research. All this is well, but you must remunerate them properly. They're not going to do these things with empty hands and without proper encouragement. The House of Reps also honored teachers, both the living and the dead, but didn't talk about how to improve the lot of teachers so that they can meet the standards of those of them who are reps.
Hmm.
Are you okay? Sanwo-Olu said, according to a statement signed by Gbeyega Akosile, said no society can deliver quality education without placing premium value on his teachers. He should put his money where his mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
Abiodun, he offered employment to the wife of late Sunday Ogunjimi, a teacher who slumped and died during a protest as part of the days. This is not okay. Kwara also, did something for teachers. No fewer than 61 teachers in Kwara got awards of excellence.
Mm.
in Ekiti. Ekiti, Kade Fayemi presented 10 million naira check each to two teachers under the categories of best primary school. I want to concur. What of the rest? We need to improve the lot of the teachers.
This is not trying to motivate the teachers, and we need to tell the governors this.
It's a very ugly precedence.
Yes. It's ugly. There are brilliant teachers out there. Everything. You now pick two or three or seven or something. Give few. It's not good.
What I even say is that we must encourage people to get JAMB forms and put in what faculty, education. Find out. Most people don't do it. Most of the students in the educational faculty. Yeah. They were in that faculty because they couldn't get admission into other courses.
Bam.
And it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be. In Benue, Autumn made arrangements for the recruitment of primary school teachers. It says arrangements for the primary school teachers have been concluded. So what have they been doing before now? You see, politicians. We have made arrangements for primary school teachers. So what have you been doing before now? In 2020,
and these things are most likely even political statements.
They're political statements. Atiku also spoke. Atiku said that it was regrettable that education is not getting the proper attention it deserves. Okay, and that the poor supervision of the educational sector, which is evident in the poor remuneration of teachers and the associated value of prolonged industrial strike action by teachers, cannot engender the kind of progress and development and so on and so forth. Is he saying by implication that if he is made the president, he will improve the plight of teachers? Somebody needs to ask him that direct question. And in Bayelsa State, the management of Bayelsa had said that it has forwarded the proposal to the governor for approval of a special allowance for teachers working in public schools outside this. If I were a governor, if I have schools in rural areas, the main attraction for anybody to work in the rural area, first and foremost, is accommodation.
Yeah.
Is accommodation.
Yeah.
Teachers' quarters.
Mm-hmm.
I
totally agree.
Yes, there'll be people who would say that, look, totally okay, fine, agree. I'm going to go and teach in a school in Debo Day. There's a two-bedroom flat, and there's a school nearby for my children to go. I don't want to get involved. And you pay him something that will keep him nice. It's not everybody that wants to be a big boy. It's everybody that wants to be a multi-billionaire. There are people who just want to be armed like that. I couldn't give a damn.
Sorry,
I'm not supposed to use that kind of word. I couldn't care less. You just want the basic comforts of life. You need to provide for such people. Everybody now wants to be extremely rich because you don't know what tomorrow brings. You can't even plan ahead. So again, we call on all of us, please, let's give credit that is due to teachers, and that's what we'll be doing today and tomorrow on the Daily Digest.
Yeah, I did one yesterday. I'm doing another one today.
I heard that.
I'm doing another
one. What I'm going to do on Friday, sorry, if I can quickly run the commercial here.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do,
pay me later.
I'll pay you later with Noti. What I'm going to do on Friday is just open up our lines for you, give you 2 minutes to pay credit to the teacher that you remember. We must begin to build awareness and interest in education. And honor them. But everything we do is to honor the rich, the this, that. Even peace, is there any teacher in the peace committee? That's just an aside. We don't recognize them. You never check awards. You won't find teachers.
Nobody sees the teachers.
Would I have been here speaking to you if it wasn't for, God bless her, the late Mrs. Lachundi Dada? When we all came in from one, I knew how most of us spoke English. I don't know why I think that just okay. We'll be feeling uncomfortable. We all knew how we spoke. But for Mrs. Atunana, you talk of teacher, talk of Papa Crepi who taught me, and the Papa Oko who taught me Latin. Even though throughout the 3 years I did Latin, I got zero. Papa Oko will put the zero and draw the ears so that you don't add. Let's go.
Oh, teachers are wonderful beings, man. They're great people, honestly. Oof. All right. We're going to take our last story. No, we can't even take any story right
we
now.
We can't take any story again. Okay,
we need to go. We have to go.
It's just 7:57. You want to steal 1 minute?
No,
of
we have ads. We have.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's Wally.
We have ads.
That's good.
All right. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate it.
All right. See you at 9.
All right. At 8 o'clock, top of the hour, we have the news for you. After the news, we'll talk teachers of special needs children. Yesterday, we spoke about the conventional teachers and all, but there are also some set of teachers that we don't usually even give the accolades that they deserve, and they'll be joining me live in the studio today. So stay here.
Listen to this to understand the amazing power of.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do?